Okay, so this is our second Project Week reflection, and we hope that through this reflection we'll be able to reflect on four of the learning outcomes, and I guess we'll just get started.
Okay. So, planning. Shall I start on that?
Yes.
All right, so the planning stages so far has comprised of us talking, us going to our supervisor, and then us talking again. I think we've been quite efficient in regards to, like, making sure everything gets done on time, even though we have missed a couple of deadlines. But that's been mostly out of our control. What do you guys think?
I think that, like in terms of planning, it has been a little bit difficult, especially in terms of, like, what we were going to do on our fourth day. There was a lot of confusion with what we were going to do, because originally we were going to do a cooking class, and then I checked out, like, the rock climbing place to climb Bodia, but I'm glad we found something. So I think, like, in terms of planning, like, it's been difficult to not really plan, but to decide what we want to do. But once we did that, we were able to effectively plan, I guess.
Agreed.
Building on what Meher said, a lot of the problems that we've had with our planning have been unforeseen things that I don't think we had a ton of control over. So I'm actually pretty happy with how planning has gone so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the itinerary and stuff are looking pretty good so far. And, like, even with the changes being made.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, collaboration?
Okay, so for me, collaboration has been very important because we, as a group, I think we're pretty good at collaboration. I think I sometimes miss out because I'm not on the group chat for like 24 hours and then suddenly there's 70 things and I haven't read them. And so sometimes I miss things. And I think that's something I personally need to work on. Another thing we might want to work on is sometimes Meher is who is amazing and on top of everything. Just, you know, has everything mapped out in her head. And she's like, these are the things we need to get do. And then she has to kind of, like, you know, I don't know, herd us like sheep. And that's not really fair. But collaboration, we've been doing that okay, but we could improve.
I think, like, relatively to, like, other group projects that I've done or some of the other group dynamics that I've seen in Project Week, we're doing, like, relatively well. Like, I've seen, like, we haven't gotten mad at each other once. Like, so that's an accomplishment. And I think even when we ask someone to do something, if someone doesn't do it, you just ask them. I don't think there's any need for us to get, like, upset or angry about something. Because, like, even if you have a problem, you can always sort it out yourself. So I think we've been good with that.
Yeah, we've been pretty independent, especially since, in terms of collaboration, we haven't really had to rely on Mr. Ferreira on, like, too much. I've heard a lot of people having to rely on the supervisors. Luckily, we've been able to sort it all out ourselves.
Yeah, and we all have, like, a lot of different skills and knowledges, which I think is actually quite helpful in the team dynamics. And there's, like, some of us are a bit more stressed out than the others, and then some of us have actually been to Cambodia while others haven't, so I think it balances out really nicely.
Mm-hmm. And I think just going off what Sophia just brought up Mr. Pereira. Like, I think that kind of moves well to our next learning outcome, which is issues of, like, global significance. He's been really helpful in helping us ensure that the impact that we have in Cambodia is, like, we make tangible change, and we're not going there to be a voluntourist or to simply do something for, like, just to check off a cast box. Mm-hmm. We're there to make a meaningful difference, and I think he's been able to facilitate that, that planning for us and that ability to take the materials that we have and put them to use in the best way.
Yeah, I really agree with that, especially since, if I'm honest, I didn't really expect to be doing a lot of meaningful service on Project Week, but it turns out that I think we'll probably be pretty proud of what we accomplished at the end of it.
Yeah. And I guess that kind of moves well into, like, our last learning outcome that we wanted to talk about today as well, which is being, like, ethical in whatever that we do. And I think especially that we're, like, working with kids, we have to be really sure that, like, we learned about the different aspects of not showing favoritism or avoiding physical contact. And, like, if we see a child or someone we have fears being abused, we do something about it. And I think these little reminders that we've had have really helped us to be ethical in the decisions that we're making, in the organization that we're working with, and now we know exactly how to be ethical when we get to Cambodia as well. Like, not that we didn't already know, but, like, in terms of the specifics that our school requires or how to further approach things, I guess.
Building on that, the idea of thinking about how the effects of our service can be both negative and positive can also help with our ethics, because we can think about making sure that the service is actually for the kids there and not for us to say, oh, look what we did, hello, Cass. So it's good that way, because we're thinking about the actual long-term effects, and that way is being ethical because we're making sure that it has good effects on the kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think that sums up really nicely what we've done so far, and I guess I'm really looking forward to the trip, so.
Yay. Okay, so we're done?